there are a number of activities that will be carried on. For instance, tomorrow the women, the grassroots women, will have their day in which they will reflect as leaders, and also women from different levels. They will have some positioning and how we can really send a very powerful message of peace in the, under the theme we are all observing and we're reflecting upon. Together we can heal the nation. It is possible that this nation can be healed once again for stability, for peace, and all that we dream about.
Yes, talking about together we can heal the nation. Now, I want you to explain briefly on what you think each and everyone's role can be in this particular trying to heal the nation.
You know, there are things, there are so many things that divide us as Sudanese. And there are also very many good things that unite us. For instance, we have values, norms that of respect, of staying communally, sharing, and even exchange of very, very positive ways of exchanging living. But also, there are those things that maybe divide us. For instance, I can give you an example. Political affiliations can divide us. Our tribal, when we tribalize ourselves into tribes, that's also another problem that can divide us. But first and foremost, we have forgotten that we are one people, we are one nation, with the same identity as South Sudanese. So we need to, for the next 100 days, let us really observe and work for things that unite us. For instance, if you can give a smile to a brother in the morning in the bus and say to him, peace be with you. Even in your communal prayer or in your family, in your communities, the language should be the language of peace. It should not be a language of hate. It should not be a language of that divides people. Because we are really sick. There is no one who is not sick in South Sudan, considering the situation where all of us South Sudanese are going. We need to heal ourselves first. We heal our families. We heal our communities so that we really have a nation that is healed, looking for prosperity and development.
Yes, and the South Sudan, of course, Peace and Reconciliation Commission has been involved in many peace activism since the war broke out in the country. I mean, what is different with this one that you think can really produce results?
You know, every context has its own reality. Yes, the South Sudan Peace and Reconciliation Commission has been at the forefront since 2013, working hard to see that communities are sustainably living in peace, and they are reconciled communities. And the impact, yes, cannot be measured, but we see the impact. First of all, the impact can start from individuals. For instance, the Peace Commission is sending some powerful peace messages that some of us are probably receiving through the text or even through these radio interactions. This is to reawaken our commitment as persons or as communities, as South Sudanese, that we really need sustainable communities for sustainable development in this country. And that's why when we look for it, yes, the impact might not be seen, but I think there are different approaches that we can measure the impact we are talking about. If we communities today are talking the language of peace, we denounce violence, we talk to people whom we thought are a problem to us, that is already an impact, because we need to constructively discuss and maybe mediate our problems for a non-approach that can have a lasting peace in the country.
Who will be involved in this 100 days campaign?
Yes, the Peace Commission as a mother institution is working with peace building actors, and also with the support of the international organizations that are working in peace building, in particular the UNDP and many, and UNMISS, the United Nations Mission in South Sudan. These are some of our partners. They will be working together with the civil society organization. Not, of course, all civil society organizations, but the civil society organizations who have refocused their energies to ensure that the peacemaking process or the peace building becomes a reality in this country.
Now, after these 100 days of activism that you are launching today, what could you like to achieve? What could you like to see at the end of the day?
At the end of the day, we want to see sustained stability. We need to see security improve. There is really enough food for people to eat. We want to see that really communities are free to move. We want to see that our languages have changed. We have already transformed ourselves into really the cadres of peace in this country.